thank you so much for joining us. Hey, by the way, Joe from Farmington Hills and Dennis from Bloomfield, you guys got the idea right. They're in line. They're all set. And we're going to get to them in just a little bit to answer their questions. And the only rule here is that questions are the ones you don't ask. So please, please get on the phone and ask them. We've got some folks from Microsoft here to help with our questions. And our standard supply of warriors here, Shane Hamlin, good to have you in studio as well.
Thank you.
And Eddie Riddell. Yeah.
You know, I don't consider myself a warrior, but.
Well, your cape. Your cape says it.
Yeah.
And Shane Hamlin's here as well. I'm sorry. I'm looking to the other side. Kel Carson is here as well.
You know, it's so hard to tell them apart.
Oh, my God. You know, it must be because Shane is so cute.
Oh, my. You guys, switch seats and I'm done. In any case, I want to say very quickly, both Ed and Cal have got some special reports about things that have happened this past week. Of course, Cal, obviously, WWDC, the Worldwide Developers Conference, that happened early. That was Apple announcing a couple of big things, and your full report is online. It's on our homepage at internetadvisor.net. Scroll down to the news, and you'll see Cal's full report on that. But two big things came out, not devices so much, but as an operating system.
Yeah, because the Worldwide Developers Conference is more for developers, of course.
Well, why?
Go figure. But on occasion, they'll talk about other things that may affect what consumers use and that sort of thing. And the two things that I got out of it was the new Mac OS 10.10, codename Yosemite.
That's a new next. Yeah.
Which is really funny because they decided to go from cats to places in California. And the guy was doing the presentation, and he says, when we were trying to pick out a name, we went to different places, and we went to Rancho Cucamonga, we went to San Diego. And there's a place in California called Weed. And he said for a long time, there was a lot of calls. Let's go ahead and run with that. But they changed their mind and went with Yosemite. Some of the things in Yosemite that I saw that I really, really liked, one of them is SMS messaging. It used to be when you sent a message back and forth between Apple products, no problem at all. But if it came from outside of Apple iOS product, there was a problem with it. Now it accepts anything from Windows or Android through SMS messaging. So that's really cool.
Lots of cool things in that system. So Cal's got a full report on that, and we'll certainly be talking more about that. Eddie,
before we go any further, I got to talk about this one thing that I thought was the best of them all, and that was continuity.
Oh, yes.
And so what this does is that you're on your iPhone, and you're doing a mail message, and you're about halfway through it, and you go like, you know something, I think I'll finish it when I get home. You put the phone down, and when you get home and look on your Mac or your iPad, there's a little icon in the corner. You touch it, and you continue doing that mail message, finish it up, and then send it out.
Well, I thought it was really cool. It was phone calls. It's called continuity. Mm-hmm. So if, for instance, my iPhone is on a charger in another room, the phone will ring on my screen, on my MacBook.
And you
I can
answer
the phone on my MacBook. I don't have to go to the phone.
Wow.
I mean, it's really incredible. There's a lot of things coming out. iOS 8, which will be their mobile platform as well. I do want to do this kind of quickly because I want to make sure we get to our callers as quick as we can. Ed, you have a special report about something huge. Didn't get a lot of it, but it's huge. It's Computex.
Computex, and that's where a lot of vendors introduce individual little items that will make up all the gadgets that we get sometime in the future, either, you know, in the end products like laptops or that we're going to be seeing in the stores soon. Right. Some of the big ones were like 256 gigabyte flash drives. And SanDisk for cameras. I mean, huge.
And completely wireless computers.
Yes, completely wireless computers. There's an article in there. If you go to the Internet Advisor, click on the link about Computex. Another one is the more strides with wireless technology. So 6 antenna, 802.11 AC products. So 6 antennas. I mean,
good grief.
That's a lot.
That's
I mean,
in your modem.
You know,
like a porcupine.
And what's nice about it is for the homes that are slightly larger. There was a point in time where you had to put repeaters through your house.
Right.
You don't really need to do that with 802.11 AC because it's MIMO, multi in, multi out. Signals are bouncing all over the house, and you'll get dozens of signals arriving at the router and at your devices. And then the protocol basically reassembles them into a contiguous package. So transparently for you, you only have to have one hotspot in your house now.
Wow, it's amazing. So, all that coming out of Computex, kind of looking into a crystal ball into what's coming down the pike in the future. Jerry, do you have that Cortana thing ready?
Yes.
But one of the things that the with the new Windows operating system is the voice-activated assistant now, Siri on the Apple platform, now Cortana on the Windows platform, and we want to give you an example of what that's like. Go ahead.
I'm going to do two quick examples. Okay. One is more like a productive one that really does okay. stuff, and one's a fun, so I'm going to do it real quick. Remind me to eat lunch tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Where would?
Okay. I'll remind you to eat lunch at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, that's the voice of Cortana. Okay.
That's productivity.
Productivity. Hey, if I'm driving in the car one-handed, yeah,
exactly.
You know,
yeah.
for sure to remind me. Next is, who's your daddy?
Technically speaking, that'd be Bill Gates. No big deal.
Some right. fun kind of things.
Yeah.
Same thing as we've heard with Siri, but now on the Windows platform with Windows Phone 8.1 and an update. Matter of fact,
I'm going to run the update later. They showed me how to do it on my standard Windows 8 phone.
Yeah, and yeah. Jeff, you have the Lumia 1520, which is the big phablet, and that was the one I was trying for a month. I had it on that. I loved it as well.
Yes, it's working great. All the new features on it are excellent. And are we going to go through that now?
We'll talk about that in just a little bit we go on.
One of the things I really liked about that was I could say, you know, the next time I'm at the hardware store, pick up filters and some 3/4-inch nails.
Beautiful.
You know, so that the next time I'm at one of my favorite hardware stores, I won't slap my forehead. It'll remind me.
It'll remind you. Cortana, we're there to save the day. All right, Joe from Farmington Hills, Dennis from Broomfield, and you. We'll be back in just a moment to start taking your calls at 800-859-0957. Thank you so much, and now it's time to get to your calls. The young lady said it, 800-859-0957. Joe, thank you so much for waiting patiently there in Farmington Hills for us to get to you. How may we help you here on the Internet Advisor?
Yes, I've got a router problem. I guess not a problem, but one that's probably evolved over time. It's a 2009 Linksys, and it has a fed by a 10-megabyte Brighthouse network. Now, I have the router such that it's faced out a window, and about 50 feet away I have an antenna that picks it up. It used to work great 4 or 5 years ago. Recently now, I still get 5 bars, and it drops off to 4 bars in the computer that I have the antenna in, and then I have a laptop, an Asus, that will drop down to 3 bars at worst. And the speed is usually around 36 MIPS, and that can drop down to 12. But what happens is during the early day, like from 8 to 12, it seems to run fine. When it starts to get into traffic in the afternoon, I say traffic, I mean other people must be using the internet, I can't get on or it won't attach properly.
Wow.
Is there anything I can do? And I've tried putting a repeater in, and the repeater just didn't. I put 9 decibel antennas on it trying to pick it up.
It's that old saying.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I guess I don't understand how a router works in terms of if I got a nice strong signal and if I have a halfway decent speed, why doesn't the internet
work? Why does it keep on dropping down? Shane?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those blue and black old school Linksys routers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm asking you. It's one of those older ones.
It's a 2009 Linksys 160.
I mean... Okay. If you've got a weak, if the signal's weak to you, and how many bars? I mean, are you getting a good?
I'll get 4 bars, 5 bars, and it still won't run on the internet.
So,
the internet won't come in.
Yeah, but one of the things you said is that it seemed to be based on time. Like it worked at some points during the day is just fine, and others. So, I mean, if you were to hook a device directly into the back of your Linksys router, is your speed great at that point? Because what we want to diagnose here, are you running into radio frequency noise interference?
That's what I was thinking.
You know, within the area of your house and outside your window?
There are nearby 2 hotels.
Well, that's my question. So if consistently you're losing internet speed at certain times of the day, take your computer, a laptop, and plug it directly into the back of the wireless router and see if your speeds improve. If they improve...
Oh, the back of the router? No, it will, because we've got a computer in there.
Okay.
So it's running off the same... it's fine.
So what you're running into is probably radio noise.
Yeah.
You're running into... you got all these other
RF.
Wireless devices.
RF.
You got cars. You got stuff. RF noise. Yep. So what you need is an updated wireless router that...
Okay.
Like we were talking about earlier, that we have, they
what
have wireless routers that...
The 600 milliwatt thing they have out now.
Well, what he's talking about, let me back up for a second, and Cal, I think
I don't think you can get a 600 milliwatt. You'd have to get a license. 600, you know, the largest.
Well,
I think you can own
600 MW. So I'm assuming that's milliwatt.
Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have to have a license of anything for a consumer product greater than 100 milliwatts. That's my understanding. And but I might be wrong. So maybe how they're getting by is 100 milliwatts per antenna? I mean,
well, let's back up, because I think you actually gave an answer before, but Cal, you had a thought to share.
Well, the question I have is that Linksys router, have you gone to the Linksys website and make sure you have the latest firmware update attached to that router?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing then I would suggest, and let me throw this in, Ed talked about it already when he was talking about Computex. There are routers out there that cost more than the $100 that they, for instance, this Linksys did, or about that, which have multiple antennas. They're MIMO, multi-in, multi-out, which means you've got a number of different options. Am I right, guys, that would help with that, or am I wrong, Cal?
Well, even before he goes that far, he's got a five-year-old router. And, you know, God only knows, it may not even be broadcasting properly. The switch in it where he plugs in probably works fine, but maybe the broadcast quality is bad on it. I would just go over to Best Buy, pick me up a router, bring it in there, stick it in that particular place. If it increases it, you know the router is dead. If it doesn't, you can return it back to Best Buy and pursue some other avenues as far as trying to figure out what your problem is.
Right, because he said he's already purchased the larger antennas that are supposed to increase the, you know, the
signal
strength.
Yeah, but
a
large
ingenuous system in there with 2.9 decibel antennas on it, monster, big hunk.
Yeah, but larger antenna on something that's not broadcasting the signal in the first place is just a waste of time.
So you might be better off. You might be better off then in going after one of these devices that has the multiple antennas and is a newer model. Certainly, it's often been said that if you're having problems with the internet, one of your best investments is to get the best router you can afford. It's often been said that because you can have a poor computer or whatever else, but if you've got that router and it is then giving you the best signal possible, you've got a better chance of accomplishing what you want on the internet. So take some of those thoughts, if you would, please, and go for it. Thanks so much, Joe, for being with us. We hope that we've helped a little bit here as we've made some of these suggestions to you. All right, let's go to Dennis in Bloomfield. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you, sir?
Hi, I was wondering about trying to text message from a computer to a cell phone, and if there's a, I know there's a way that you can hire a service to do that, but I'm interested to see if there's a way that you can do it for free from a PC or an Apple product where you can just go to a cell phone.
So text, you want to text from a computer to a telephone, Cal?
I thought that if you address in the address field, I thought if you put in the phone number, let's say 1234567 8 at SprintPCS.com, the context of that will go to as a text message to the user.
Right. You know, certain vendors are like that, like Verizon. If I wanted to send a text message to my wife, I can use my email and put her phone number at VTech.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool. So the phone number, then the at symbol, and then whatever your service is.
Yeah, but you have to look it up. You have to Bing it or something like that. Each Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, each of them has their own suffix.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, one of the things that Cal was talking about reporting on from WWDC is that with the new operating system from Apple, you will be able now finally to do that through SMS. Am I right?
Yeah, you can do it directly through SMS as opposed to
doing it. But right now, it sounds like you could do whatever the system is, Cal.
So who's the carrier that you use? Is it?
I use Verizon.
So it's Verizon. I think it's VText.net, I think. I'll have to look it up.
But you'll have to look that up. For the rest of the folks who are listening here, that's the way to do it, is to look up how you send text messages to phones through your particular carrier, whether it's Comcast, Verizon, Bright, whatever it happens to be.
So it looks like ultimately it looks like an email that you're sending?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So I mean that's one way of doing it.
Outlook, and I put it in a text, and then I send it to a cell phone with whatever code for whatever provider I need.
Right. Sounds like that's the way to do it. Anybody know any other ones? I don't know.
Yeah, it is vtext.com. So vtext.com.
For Verizon. Okay?
I mean, there's tons.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, there's others. I mean, there's tons of websites that do it and things like that. But, you know, along with that comes maybe some advertising.
Textem.net.
Yeah.
I just looked it up.
Text today. I mean, there's tons of them.
What is it, Jerry? Yeah,
Textem. So TXTEM.net. It says there's no charge to send it. Just check to make sure you don't charge the person receiving it. But it says you can send it free right from their website.
Okay. So it's TEXTEM.net. .net is another way of doing
it. Jerry, I'm going to send you one right now.
Do it. Text me. 10 cents a text.
And Cortana will say, Jerry, you have a message.
Jerry's busy right now.
I love it. One of the things that maddened me, by the way, Cal, with the old, with our current Apple system, and I, because I have a MacBook, is that I would try to send a message to somebody, and I could never tell whether the message was going to get through, because it was only if it was an iPhone. It would go through directly. If it wasn't, I would get this message that says, oh, sorry, you can't send that message out. So that's all going to stop now with the new system, right?
Yep.
It all goes then. It all becomes straightforward. The messages go through.
A message is a message.
A message is a message. That is wonderful. All right, folks, here's a phone number again. And we've got Harry in Port Huron, Warren in Chelsea, and Pat in Toledo. We're going to be taking your calls in just a moment. And for the rest of you, the phone number is 800-859-0957. Don't forget, we've got our two experts here from Microsoft. We want to put them to work. Jerry Carlson and Jeff Garnay. All right, give us a call. I want to thank the folks who are behind the glass helping us right now. Rich, thanks so much, our engineer. And Shannon is back there. Thank you. Shannon is also one of our engineers. She's filling in for Andy Nichols, who is not with us today.
It was like the Queen's Wave, you know.
That royal.
Real wave, yes. Hello.
From Shannon Maley
this
home
is a,
for Wayward.
Don't you go there. This is a week of anniversaries. You know the 70th anniversary of D-Day this week? Did you know that Tetris, one of the most popular games on the internet, is also 40 years old this week.
Wow.
Yep. And Edward Snowden's leak began a year ago. For those of you,
that's
depending on whether you consider him a hero or whatever else. But anyway, some interesting anniversaries coming up. We have with us in studio Jerry Carlson, who is a device ninja from Microsoft, and along with him is also Jeff Garnay, device ninja 2.0. You guys have been talking about Windows Phone, and
yes,
you each have had Windows Phones there. What's something new? We're going to be, matter of fact, talking in just a moment with Larry from Metamora about his Windows Phone.
But yep. So the one feature I wanted to bring up was Wi-Fi Sense, and basically what this does is we're all familiar with free Wi-Fi wherever you go, but you often have to go click and accept notice and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And with Wi-Fi Sense on the Windows Phone, you're able to actually set up to where it automatically does that for you. So wherever you're traveling with your phone, if there's free Wi-Fi in the area, it'll do its best to get connected to that without actually having to do any interaction yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So you can almost count on, if there's free Wi-Fi in the area and it's close to it, you can hook up to that, right?
When I go into Starbucks and I have to accept that Google's given free Wi-Fi there, I don't ever want to see that again. So.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Amen.
It's a really nice feature.
There you go. Shane would agree with you wholeheartedly. Okay, let's go to Larry from Metamora. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. And I understand you have a Windows Phone question.
Actually, more of a comment. I had some issues. I've got a Nokia 521, bought it in January through Metro PCS, and I was having problems getting some updates, and this is just a resource for the listeners out there. Called Metro PCS. They told me, well, you don't have enough memory in it. You need to add an SD card to it. And I said, no, that's not the issue. I know a little bit about phones and computers and that. So I went on down to the Microsoft store, Sue at the Microsoft store, spent 45 minutes with me, and my Microsoft account needed to be updated for the OneDrive, and there were some issues there. Ended up having to reset the phone, but because I had everything stored up on the OneDrive, as soon as I came back on after resetting it, all my contacts came back, all my photos, everything.
Wonderful.
And I just can't say enough about the phone. I read a review of the Windows-based operating systems for the phones in the New York Times about 6 weeks ago, and they were saying that they're, technically speaking, the best phones out there, that they beat the Android phones and the iPhone hands down. And I just wanted to share that if you have any issues, don't go through your carrier. Just go on over to the Microsoft store.
Excellent.
And like I say, they'll be very happy to help you out with it. Best phone I've ever gotten. And I owe it to you, Foster, because you tested one of them and you talked about it.
Yeah.
Great phone. Can't say enough. about it. Excellent.
Good. I'm delighted to hear it. Larry, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. By the way, was that the Apple Store? Pardon me. Well, it's near the Apple Store. The Microsoft Store at in
Somerset.
Troy?
Somerset.
In Somerset.
Somerset, yeah.
Great place.
Somerset
Tim
Collection. Tim
Thews is the manager out there. Got a great group of people out there. And they have a genius bar themselves there to help you with anything you need. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. And delighted to hear a satisfied customer out there as well for that. Let's go to Harry, who is with us in Port Huron. Harry, how you doing? And welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hey, guys. And we're going to put Jerry to work here.
All right. Jeff Price next to him. He can help, too. All right?
That's right. We'll put them both to work. I loved your demo of the what you were doing with Windows Phone 8.1, but my question is Narrator built into Windows Phone 8.1? I know it is into Windows 8.1, you know, regular Windows 8.1.
Well, guys,
are you talking about the Narrator that just will speak the text?
Correct.
And
it
walk the
reads
walk?
Your reads the screen to you.
Okay. No, to my knowledge, it's not in there now.
It's a screen reader you're looking for.
No, he's talking about on the computer here. Right. Narrator, basically, if you have vision.
Visually impaired, right?
Visually impaired. Mm-hmm. It'll read what's on the screen. You know, we can blow it up bigger or whatever like that.
It's getting better and better, I can tell you that. On Windows 8.1, at least on a regular computer, it's getting better and better with Narrator. They've done a lot of great things. I'd love to see it in Windows Phone 8.1.
Well, okay, hang on.
I'll make that happen for you. Done. Actually, my colleague here just pointed out to me that it actually is
Jeff,
built
it's on
into
there.
8.1.
Yeah, it's on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
now,
yes.
What you were using, your phone, was that a touch screen or does it? Can I hook a keyboard up to that too?
It will take a Bluetooth keyboard, but this is a touch screen that you're using.
Wow.
It's a Bluetooth phone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a Bluetooth phone, right?
You get to
do
that. Guys. You get to pick. That's awesome.
Tell them quickly how you enabled it.
Yeah, so you go into the settings for the 8.1, and in there's a section called Ease of Access.
Yeah.
And that gives you the change the text size, as well as the contrast and narrator turn on and off. And basically,
I just
turned on the narrator and turned it off. So.
Good for you guys. Tell them that, tell headquarters thanks, because we were wanting that for years in Windows phones. Now we can use them.
Yeah, great. I'm glad to hear that, sir. Thank you so much. By the way, guys, is that the update?
Yes.
Let's get this clear, folks. If you have... No, we got to stop the narrator from...
Narrator's gone crazy.
Okay.
If you have a Windows phone right now, even a new model Windows phone, you may not be running this Windows 8.1 update, because this is actually an update to Windows 8.1. Am I right?
Okay, no, here, to be really clear, we have Windows 8. 8.1 is coming out for phone.
Oh, okay.
Windows 8.1 phone is coming out, and that's up to your carrier. Right now, it is in the pipe to be delivered, meaning that if you're Verizon, they decide when they push it over the air. They say June, July, summer, they say.
However, Jerry.
However.
You just helped Shane.
Yes, I did.
And tell him what you did, Shane.
Oh, really? You're going to actually. It's a lot simpler than I thought. I was going to hold off because I didn't want to spend the whole half a day to do it. But, you know, I went to my store, Microsoft Store.
Right.
Downloaded the developer's app. Once the developer's app was downloaded, it literally took about 30 seconds. It asked me to sign into my Microsoft account, which I already had. If you didn't have one, you can create one through Outlook for free.
Right, exactly.
Outlook.com for free. Mm-hmm. And then once that's done, you're just going to go to your system settings and Windows Update, and it'll search for that update. It'll start. But my phone needs a charge.
It took a bit of time. It took a bit of time.
Well, here's what it is. The name of the app is exactly Preview for Developers.
There you go.
Go to the store, Preview for Developers, install that thing, put in your Microsoft ID, go over to the regular settings, check for updates. It's easy as that.
This is a special gift to our Internet Advisor listeners.
Just make sure your battery is fully charged. If not, have it plugged in.
You should have it plugged in.
The amount of data that you have on your device will determine how long it takes to update it.
Because it migrates it. Beyond Wi-Fi.
That's what it is.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if I could just ask a question, this is like a beta, or this is not production.
It is a beta. So what happens is it's the software version of the phone. The carriers will send out a hardware update. So they both come together. So this is like a pre-updated.
So, Jerry, if I go right now, for instance, I have a Windows phone. I go up there. I get the Windows developer's preview.
Right.
I put that app on my phone.
Right.
It will then be, I will be able to load this new operating system to the phone.
That's correct.
Now, what happens then when my carrier comes and says, okay, now I'm ready to give it to you. Well, right. Have I followed something up doing that?
Your carrier will send down a package. If the package notices that you have Windows 8.1 operating system, it will not do anything. You'll be fine.
Okay. So you're not going to run. This isn't like jailbreaking the phone.
No, it's not jailbreaking.
Okay, good. I want to make that clear for folks. And by the way, we now pronounce you developers.
Yes.
Everybody can just go to the store, the Windows Phone store, and you can then download that app. And that the cool thing about all that coolness will then come to what? Now, will it come to whatever Windows Phone device I have? Because I know, for instance, you're running the
HTC.
HTC.
Yes.
And you've got the latest one, Jeff, with Lumia 15.
It'll be based on the carrier. And what the carriers will support for that device.
But what happens, Foster, is all phones that run Windows 8 right now, they have the potential to run 8.1. The only caveat there is that there will be new phones with additional capabilities,
yes,
like Miracast, and it takes hardware changes and stuff, right, where you do wireless display and stuff. So,
if you can, if you're at the point when with your contract where you're just about to change, maybe you want to hang on a little bit until those newer phones come out, or if you can get your hands on a 1520, which is out there right now.
Beautiful
phablet, the big one, the 6-incher. Then our own Vanna White here.
That'll be my next phone.
We really have to go with a webcam. Between holding up the phone to the mic and these guys with all. You should have saw earlier. He was using the doodle portion. The drawing portion of the tablet. The guy was making some great pictures of Beetle Bailey over here. It was just great.
And Sarge.
All right, let's get back to our phone calls. And welcome Warren from Chelsea. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. You know, Warren, we suddenly stepped into the break here. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll be right back with you, Warren, in just a moment after our break, and we'll be taking a call with him. We'll also be talking with Ben from Adrian, and also with Pat from Toledo, Ohio, to wrap up our program here on the Internet Advisor. Well, once again, I'd like to thank our two guests from Microsoft who've made this a barrel of laughs. Jerry Carlson, thank you so much for being here, and Jeff Garmade, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
My pleasure.
One of the things, Jerry, you wanted to say before we wrap things up is something important that's going to be happening in terms of this brand new Surface Pro 3.
Yeah, you know what, you guys? This is an amazing piece of hardware. Go into the store and check it out. But I would suggest that if you want to get your hands on one, we will deliver those on the 20th. You can pre-order them today. There is no money down, so it's no pressure. Just go in and give your name and email address, and you come in on the 20th and pick it up. If you don't want it on the 20th, you have some kind of a buyer's remorse or whatever, we won't force you to buy it. Mm. It's really no risk.
One of the things you're saying off mic here, and I think it's important, folks, that if you're interested in this, really interested in this, these things are probably going to sell out.
I'm pretty sure. I just it's only a guessing game for me, but I see a lot of interest for my commercial customers.
Yeah.
More than they did before. So you know, they're interested in doing it.
And you know what I see a lot interest in is it's college. Kids are graduating.
That's
they're going to take all that graduation money and they got to put it somewhere. You know, my son spent $800 on a great laptop, right? A Sony Vaio.
Right.
He would have been much better off buying something like this.
Yeah, the money would be much better invested in something like that. Cal, you were going to say something snarky.
Yeah, is there a limit on the number of ones I can reserve?
Number ones?
How many can I reserve when I come in quantity?
For you, 100. There is no limit.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I've had a couple of my commercial customers, last week, ordered 100. Literally. So.
I can believe it. All right, let's get to our phones and to make sure we get all of our callers in here. Pat from Toledo, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Yes, guys, I have a Microsoft 8.1 computer. And I'm running a program for my business, which is Microsoft Outlook Web App. Mm-hmm. And just the other day, it was working fine for the since October of last year. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, when I go to answer a customer that sends me an email, mm-hmm. When I go to click on the paperclip icon.
Yes, attachment.
The attach files web page dialog comes up too small. Realistically, if I was trying to read it, I can't even get to the browse buttons, and I certainly can't even find a button on it that where it says attach files to this email so you can send it out.
Sure.
And, you know, I would think it would be an easy question, but I've tried to move everything that I can think of to move, and it just doesn't get any bigger.
Okay, guys. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, let's try a couple things real quick. What is your screen resolution by default? Not in the application, but if you just are on the desktop and you right-click and do screen resolution, tell me what that is.
By right-click?
On the desktop.
On the desktop.
Okay, well, hang on. I was in the email.
Right-click on the desktop on Windows 8 should be giving you, in the desktop, at least, should give you an ability to see the resolution. Properties is you're looking for, Jerry?
Yeah, resolution.
Yep. Right-click screen resolution.
Yeah, right-click screen resolution. And while we're doing that, maybe you can help in sense of...
Screen resolution.
Yeah, screen resolution. So what's your screen resolution? You see it?
1366 by 768.
What computer are you using?
I'm using a... HP Envy.
Okay.
With, like I said, with 8.1 on it.
Yeah.
If you see the display up there, does it say recommended? Because I think your resolution,
yes.
It does say recommended. Okay, because I'm not familiar with that one right there.
No, it's the same as my Lenovo. It's about the same size.
Okay.
Yeah, so. It's a 14-inch laptop, but I didn't want a real big one.
Okay, no, but this is something that hasn't happened all along. It started happening at some point, right?
Yeah, about a week ago.
Did anything else happen at that time? Was there an update that happened at that time?
To be honest with you, there the only thing I can think of, because I spent half a day on with Microsoft's people yesterday.
Yeah. Okay.
The only thing I can think of that changed was it used to come up with the tile screen first.
Yes.
And then it would go to what I'm associating with a Windows 7 screen when you click the button.
Yeah, to
desktop.
The desktop.
Now it comes up reverse of that.
With the desktop
it
first.
It starts up in the Windows 7 screen, you have to click on the bottom left-hand corner to get to the tile screen.
Okay.
Right. That's by design, boot to desktop.
I understand that's what it's supposed to do, but that's what it. That's when everything started.
Okay,
it may not have anything to do with it, but that's when it started.
Let me try something real quick. When you're back on the screen that said the display properties, when you said it was 1366 by 768, are you there?
Got it.
See right there, there's three lines. One says make text and other items large and small. Can you touch on that for me?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to find it. I got...
Towards the bottom.
I got the 1366 by 768.
Right.
And then you want me to
below,
go where?
Below that is orientation, and then below that is project to a screen, a second screen.
Oh, project to a screen. Okay.
Now the next one, it says make text and other items large and small.
Oh.
Touch
okay,
on that.
Click that.
Yep.
Okay. It says that the change item, change the size of all items.
Okay. Does it say let me choose one scaling level?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and then what is it on right now? Small or large?
I gotta say it's small.
Okay, but so if you
you got a choice here between small or medium or larger. Which one is it?
It's small. Okay. I mean, it's all the way to the left.
Right. He's seeing a slide bar by default. That's what you'll see, and it's only when you change it and put the check in the box that you'll have the ability to choose small, large.
Right. So if you can try the medium or large, 125 or 150 should be it. I would change that because it's like a scaling problem right now, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to go to the medium 125?
Try it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
It's going to ask you to log off your computer and log back on, but then you do the same thing and launch that application. You'll see that they become bigger now.
And what I'm going to do, Pat, is I'm going to let you take a crack at that, and we'll put you on hold so that after the program we can get back in touch with you with that. I have a few other people that I want to make sure we get in before the end of the show, okay? So try that solution, and we'll have you on hold, and we can check that out as well. Ben from Adrian. Hey, Ben, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing fine, Foster. How about you?
We're doing very well. It's our friend Ben Carpenter from many, many years. How are you doing, Ben? It's good to have you on with us. Coming in from the fields?
I come in from the field, especially to listen to your show.
There you go. All right. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I wanted to comment on that guy with the router.
Oh, yes, with the router issues. Okay.
I'm wondering if he has his Wi-Fi locked down with a password. And if he doesn't, he might be getting somebody from one of them close motels or hotels
jumping on, you know,
router instead of the hotel's router.
Yeah, and I thought of that, but so many of us wanted to comment. I didn't have a chance to interject to enable the security on the wireless router. Ben, thank you for reminding us of that.
God bless you, Ben, with common sense.
Wow.
That is such a good point, that if you don't lock it down with a password, and many of us don't.
You'd be surprised how many
admin
people don't.
Or admin yeah. is our, no. our password, you know.
Well, my nearest neighbor's like 1,000, 1,200 foot, so I keep mine wide open.
But in his particular case, he's got these hotels around.
Yes.
You're right. And people in the hotels or motels are coming in for whatever their business may be.
And that's dangerous.
And they're sitting... Yes, it's not just inconvenient. It's
tricky.
Dangerous.
Yes, tricky subject.
Ben, God bless you for the common sense answer.
Thank you, Ben.
Well, I've been in motels around, and I know that when you're in a hotel or motel that you can get several things pop up, and
right.
I usually take the one with the most bars, which is not always the motel one.
There you go. And that's a very, very good point. Ben, thanks so much for that chiming in, and have a great afternoon. Thanks, Ben.
Okay.
All Bye-bye. Right. Ben, for many years, is one of our favorite people in the forums, helping people out in there. Well, guys, thank you very much. Shane, Ed, and Cal, good to see you here. By the way, Cal's going to be gone for a little while, but you've got a post on our homepage at internetadvisor.net talking about Worldwide Developers Conference and some of your analysis of that.
Yeah, and I'll probably put some things out if they pop up during the time I'm out on the road. So we'll keep you posted.
And Eddie, thank you for your comments, by the way, on that CompuTech.
Excellent.
And you can see that
thank
again
you.
In the news. Jerry, thank you so much for being with us. Jerry Carlson and Jeff Garnett. Great
Always
having
fun.
You guys in.
Always
what
thank
a
you.
Ball. And we look forward to talking with you guys again in the future when something new comes up. My name is Foster Brown. Thank you so much for joining us here. Shane Hamlin, you as well. Don't
yeah,
forget.
Don't forget.
Your business is?
CompTech, Sterling Heights.
And Sterling Heights. Look for him there. See you guys next week.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Internet Advisor Show, Detroit's longest-running, locally produced computer show with Foster Brown, Gary Baker, and their team of experts. For more information about our weekly show, to ask a question of our experts, or to find the show notes for this podcast, visit www.internetadvisor.net and look for us on Facebook. Thanks for listening.